And the peace of the Lord be with you. And Father is pretty convincing because he kind of conned me into this. You know, I thought these days were kind of behind me, you know. But it's kind of hard to say no to him. So anyway, here we go again. You know, I'm reminded of a small story anyway, and this just happened a couple of weeks ago. For you who know anything about wrestling and have gone to wrestling matches, especially the tournaments, you know they tend to last all day, from early morning to late at night, especially if you have one that keeps winning and winning and winning, you know. And our grandson has just got a habit of doing that. But anyway, it was getting late, and one of the men that I met in the hallway that day, I came up to me, and he said, "Man, I could swear to God that it was daylight when we came here to." And I said, "Yes, it was daylight when we came." And I have to say the same thing. I can swear to God that when I came to Wichita, especially Christ the King, I had hair. But someplace, some way, it went. But I noticed that a lot of other people that I've become acquainted with at Christ the King, when I met them, had hair also. And you will know who I'm speaking of. Okay. Well, anyway, today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And as you all know, it takes three to make a family. It takes three. We have Jesus, we have Mary, we have Joseph, the Holy Family, the Holy Family. And through the love that God the Father had for God the Son, and the Son's love of the Father, we have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have the Holy Trinity family, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Though separate, they are three in one, the Holy Trinity family. Good example for us to follow. In the second reading this morning, it was read to us, "Beloved, see what love the Father bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God." And it's the children that make up the family. It's the children that make up the family. And again, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, that he predestined us to be his adopted children. Us. Have you ever taken the time just to sit down and just to meditate that you are a child of God? We meditate on many things, but just let that soak in. That you're a child of Almighty God. I know that many times when I sat alone here in the church and think of the fact that I'm a child of Almighty God, I know that I can get goosebumps and I can feel very close and very honored and very humbled. In the beautiful sacrament of baptism, we're baptized, well, we're baptized into the family of God. The first sacrament that we receive. And this morning after 8 o'clock Mass, Father baptized the child into the family of God. Yes, the young individual is baptized as a Catholic, but even more so, into the family of God. And so through that baptism, we are all brothers and sisters in the family of Almighty God. I believe there's five qualities of a family. Number one would be caring for one another, forgiving one another, nourishing one another, supporting one another, and praying for and with one another. And you've all heard the old saying that the family that prays together stays together. And how true that is. Praying together, you will stay together. I know I shall still remember and cherish those times when we as a family prayed together, my wife and our five children. And yet today, my wife and I still pray together. And I know there's many people that do the same. And it's a tremendous, tremendous blessing that one can be bestowing upon another to pray with and for them. You, the members of Christ the King, have been and still are and will always be my family. You've cared for me in my sickness and surgeries. You've forgiven me when I've needed forgiven. You have nourished me often with your prayers. You've supported me when I've gone through difficult periods of my time. And you prayed with and for me and have grace in my life. You say, well, how have we graced your life? You've graced your life, my life, by allowing me to baptize your children, witness marriages, help bury the dead, and visit you when you're hospitalized, homebound, in the nursing homes, rehab centers, and bring you the most precious gift of all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. I've sat around many of the tables of the parishioners here at Christ the King and had a good cup of coffee, and sometimes two or three. Those memories will always be in my mind. Listening to what you had to say, listening to some of the hurts and the pains that you had. I've been blessed by doing that. I've been ordained a permanent deacon for 31 years. And I've spent 21 of those years in Wichita. You know, I've often wondered, why did God send me to Wichita? You know, and it was not by accident that I came here. I've shared that with many people, and I believe it so strongly in my heart that that was the will of God. For after completing all of the studies that I needed to be a chaplain and somehow getting that wild idea that I had to get out of North Dakota, I sent I don't know how many letters, maybe 150, 200, through the whole breadbasket of the United States, into the southern parts and into the eastern parts, or western parts, I should say. And I only had one response. And that response came from Wichita. I didn't even know where Wichita was. I responded to that. Came down for an interview, was hired the next day, made another trip down, and met with Bishop Hacker, and was accepted into this diocese. And then God's plan went to work. Yes, you know, there's times, even though it's cold, I can miss North Dakota, but I don't miss all that snow. I don't miss all that sub-zero weather, I will say that. I just don't miss it. I've been ordained, as I said, a permanent deacon for 31 years. And during that 31 years, counting Minot, North Dakota, where I was at, I have pledged obedience to five bishops. Three of them here. I've served under 13 pastors, nine of them being here. And all those pastors were godly men and all lovers of God's word. Two of the pastors that I had, I helped bury, or was privileged to be part of their burial. Right now, we have Father Matt. He's the last pastor that I will be assigned to and under. He has strengthened me by his determination and his love that he has for you. And I just wish and hope that you can feel the love that he has for you. Because I know I feel the love that he has for me. The encouragement. In the second reading, it says, "And his command is this, we should believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. You, my friends, have done that for me, as I have felt your love on many, many occasions, many occasions. I'm grateful, I'm humbled, and I'm blessed. And I pray that God will continue to bless you as you have all blessed me. May God bless you, and I thank you for the many memories that I take with me as I restore and as I retire from active ministry at Christ the King. May God hold you forever in the palm of his hands."